Good afternoon, Daniel Story.
Hi, are you Biz?
Oh, hi.
How are
no.
you?
How are you? How you be?
I'm good. Can I give you a website that I think will rectify maybe some problemos?
Sure.
It's called refining@qgold.com.
Refining at Q Gold. That's quality gold.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And it gives you your gold price and what you should pay out and all that good stuff.
Oh, really?
I believe it does. I'm going to look it up right now. However,
the connection is not private. Okay. What the fuck does that mean? Safari cannot open it.
Really?
Yeah. Refining.
I just got it. I haven't tried it yet myself, but maybe I wrote it down.
Is it at with a like an at sign or at like AT?
Give me a second. Let me get my book. Let me look at it again. Well, I have how to do it all as well. But, like, how to do, like, I've done a deep dive on how to do all that.
Oh, my
the
God.
Numbering. The numbering. To
I
find
love you
the
and your
choice.
Rabbit holes.
Yes. So, like, based on what today's prices is, I made my, a couple of my people do it one way, and basically, the numbers, I think what you need is on gold, depending on what kind of gold, you're going to want to pay anywhere from 60 to 40%. But in order to never leave anything on the table on items that you might have in your inventory, I do have a different equation to that guy if you want. However, this website is supposed to do both of those things for me, and apparently it's not good. And it's no, there's no at sign in it. It's just refining.gold.com. No at. But I think I figured out I want to talk it out to make it make sense with Spencer too in our conversation, because I feel like he's such a good numberer of equations, maybe with all of his his stock talk and such.
Yeah, somebody brought me a Kugron. And so,
a what?
Like, oh, it's a Kugron, the coin.
Oh.
And so, we told him we'd give him, because I was talking to another friend of mine, and he said, you know, you could do today, which was yesterday, $39.50, and the guy was like, yeah, I should get 42 something. And I'm like, well, okay, well, so not 2% off, you know?
No. So, I know how to get to that number that you're talking about. So, basically, what you're going to want to do for that number is most people will offer Keystone plus 1.25 markup. Now on gold, it changes obviously with the weight of gold, but once you have the number that you're going to offer to them, then you're going to want to add Keystone plus 1.25 because that will always, or just, you know, that 25% is always going to protect you. However, that's on when you're buying something from somebody, like, you know, a bullion or gold or just gold and silver, let's say. It doesn't have anything to do with...
He wants to give me his 2 grinds in exchange for gold. And he said, well, would you do it against wholesale, retail? And I'm like, retail, because my retail isn't even retail right now. It's wholesale.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, so I'm really dumb, remember? And what's a cougar... Yeah. Kugarin.
Kugarin, a gold coin.
Well, what is that?
Gold, it's just an African gold coin. It's,
oh.
I can't remember what carat it is. I don't think it's 24. 22? I don't know. I have to Google it.
Are they rare, and that's why I should know the word Kugarin?
For some reason, they're just, like, really popular for people to keep for gold.
Oh, really?
Bars, yeah.
It's just a different kind of bullion, or is it? Is it because it's from Africa?
No, I don't know.
Odd. That's odd.
I just know that everybody likes them and wants them, and I've always wanted them, and I don't know.
So I was also talking to him about, like, who he uses for refiners? Because he was the one that kind of tipped me off to Stellar doing that whole paying 100%, blah, blah, blah. Be careful.
Say that again?
Stellar 100% payback on gold when he refines it. They're offering you guys like a full, like if you refine your gold through Stellar, you're going to get 100% back towards your credit on your invoices, correct?
That's what they're saying. Well, I guess towards, I don't know if it's actually on your invoices or if it's on stuff they're going to order.
Okay, so be careful because their numbers have changed. My jeweler, who I go to, my old dude, you know, and down in Arkansas, but he used to run a bunch of stores in Florida, so he's also the one I went to for, like, some of the gold buying questions, but also where you would need to go down there. He's also the same dude that has all of, like, the crazy amount of inventory because he doesn't have a store anymore, but he walks around and just buys crap all the time because he's clearly very good at it.
Well, hook me up with him.
Yeah, right? He would take you. Oh, my God. You would be arm candy. You would be. He taught me what a sugar baby was, okay? Be careful.
Oh.
Be very careful.
All right. I don't need anymore.
He's just looking for he likes his arm candy, that's for sure. But he's sweet, and he's my dude that I can also say, I can call him up and say, hey, what's a cougar, whatever that word is. And he would just, he just is so great about info and just giving me info that he said that, hold on, let me get back to the page that, because I literally took 11 pages of notes.
Oh my God, Aubrey.
I know. Like, because I like learning this stuff too. So he was saying, so where did it go? 20 pound weight. Okay.
It was the first coin to be minted in gold designed specifically for the purpose of being traded as a commodity with no collectible premium added.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
It's the coin after Paul Kruger, the former president of South African Republic, and the currency's name Krugerrand comes from his surname combined with the word Rand, of course, which is the currency of Africa.
But it was the first coin that was made in metal that was, you know, traded, publicly traded probably.
Yeah.
That isn't actually a value that you can use in that actual country to pay for goods, right?
It was significant in after World War II.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, so that's
yeah.
Why, because a lot of World War II people are probably getting to the point where you're going through estates now.
Yeah, I sent you the link on it. It's actually really interesting.
Yeah, I sent you an email, too.
I hate
you. You're so silly. It's because you said the quality gold one didn't work, so you probably got the link because I was able to pull up the quality gold, the refining thing.
Okay.
So look at that, because it basically gives you all, and it does silver as well. But he said that with silver, okay, so I might mistake, but I think you'll understand if I do. Because I think it's something that's commonly known, but I just don't know it, I guess. But he was saying that when Stellar does returns on the refinery, the way that they're getting people right now, and he was able to find out and figure out, and he said when he called and to speak with them, and it's taking 3.5 weeks to get anything back or any kind of answer back. Yeah, he said it was ridiculous. So he goes through his dude and gets paid cash, 92, up to 100 grand, he said, because that goes directly into his name versus going, obviously, into his store name. So for, like, years he's had this guy that essentially would just go around all through Arkansas buying gold, but he never wanted any of the stones in the pieces. But since Philip basically trained him how to do everything, he would just pick up for like 16 cents a carat weight, like for a carat 50 or, you know, just nice looking stones. He would look through all of the breakouts. But breakouts to him were like over carats and 2 carats. Like, it's crazy what he just shared with me. Yeah. So he was saying that Stellar, when he would do it, basically what they're doing now is they're making it seem like they're doing you a favor, it sounds like.
Well, there always has to be some kind of little hitch in there. I mean, it's not completely altruistic on their side, but let's just give you that.
Yeah, and he said when numbers don't add up, then, like, equations don't make sense, and it's an easy equation that you've been doing for, he's like, I've been doing the equation for 62 years of my life, you know. I know the equation, and I couldn't understand the equation when I called to have them explain it to me, because he wasn't trying to be ugly, he just didn't get it. He said that after they melted down his gold, which once they have it, you know, you have no rhyme or...
Right.
It was 89% of the 100%. And they're now telling him that that extra 11% he's going to get paid out on in his silver pricing. So when he went back and how they did it, he lost $2,000. And there's nothing you can do now other than never use them again. Does that make sense, like the way I explained that, I hope?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know, because he said a seller just gives you this equation. Most refineries just give you an equation based on the amount of gold and blah, 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 and most jewelers just know these numbers. I go, well, I'm not most jewelers. I'm done.
Well, I think it was one of the companies, I think it was Kitco.
Uh-huh.
And they're pretty awesome. A friend of mine uses them and said that, you know, they gave them the amount of the gold, and then they sent it in, and they've been getting paid like they say, okay, you're going to get this much money, and it's been correct every time. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, and Jenna, yesterday when I was talking to her, she has a refinery, like a local refinery that she uses, not through RJO, because I typically like to go through RJO, because if anybody's going to refer me to anybody, it's going to be somebody that's typically RJO when I'm calling an RJOer. Because you guys all like to, you know, spread your wealth through in the group, which is the reason why vendors like being in the group. At least... that's the reason I like being in the group. I think most owners of vendors, like Mike loves it because we get guaranteed payment, but I love it for other reasons.
No kidding, yeah.
For relationship building. But that being said, too, I feel like the equation that he gave to me should make a lot of sense. You know how we were talking about you guys always having to struggle bus, like changing all of your numbers on your tickets? For gold pricing going up and down?
Yeah.
Is there anybody in the store? You got to let me know. Can we have a code word?
Okay. Help. Is that a good code
no.
word?
No. What? Hi.
It just says hi.
Well,
okay.
Is that our code word? Hi, Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey. No.
You could just interrupt me and go, hi, Aubrey.
No.
Well, I have... this equation for him, if you have a minute to write it down.
Yes. Hold on.
Or you know what? Why don't I just take a picture, send it to you, because I know you're busy.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. So if we dumbed it down and you already know that $300 is that number of the penny weight, right? And that's for 18-karat gold is 0.075 on the tag. Whatever your gold is going to be, like 0.075. If it's 14-karat, whatever that number is, I think it's like 0.55 or 5.8 or something like that. Whatever the percentage is, it's going to go underneath that number in parentheses as a 0.075. And I'll basically just give you the exact thing. So that you understand what I'm saying. Because on the tag, he never has to redo any of his math. He just does math when people come and want to buy a piece or when somebody's right there. And it's very easy to just take today's gold price and insert into the standard price. And the way he has it set up, I'll take a snapshot. It makes complete sense, and he leaves no money on the table for every single sale, depending on gold. And I know right now a lot of jewelers are struggling trying to adjust their prices. So I thought maybe starting with this in the first place, you can not have to do it, struggle at, like twice a year or every other month right now, adjusting your gold.
I'm going to go into one of those markets and be like, well, 5,200. I don't like that number. What number do you like? And then just start doing that, and nothing's going to be priced.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas if you were to just take the price of, on, like, if you were to put on your price tag the price of the item, right, so that your client doesn't know the markup or what your keystone is, you would do, like, if it's 2.5, he said he always used to put, like, 2-5, because if you did 0.25, then people would say, oh, 25% markup. If it's 3 keystone over, then he would do 3-0. He would put that number under the parentheses of whatever the gold quantity is, which is 0.075, right, or 0.58, which is 14 karat gold, or 10 karat gold, whatever the level is. 100% would be 24 karat gold, right?
Okay.
So you put that on the tag underneath the actual price, and what you would do is you just multiply the two together based to the gold price of right today, right now, currently. And your number is always going to be exactly the same.
I think you've got me so lost that you need to text it.
Okay, will do.
Because I'm like...
You got it. I think I got myself lost.
So
I was so there for a second of that.
You were there for a second,
and then
I was lost.
I heard a shift in your voice because you're like, yeah? Or maybe you were further away, and that's where I shifted. I know it's going to be so easy for you because it makes sense in my head, and I know it's going to save you so much time, and I know it's going to save you guys so much money.
I love the idea. Okay.
Yes.
And we're not
going to
sell.
Don't be a dollar anymore. Yes, please.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
I won't.